This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. President Trump is vowing the U.S. will develop an unrivaled space-based missile defense system to protect against advanced threats. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
The military's first missile defense review in nearly a decade says competitors like Russia and China are aggressively pursuing new missiles that are harder to see, track, and defeat. Speaking here at the Pentagon, the president said the U.S. will ramp up its own technology.
To ensure that we can detect and destroy any missile launched against the United States anywhere, anytime, any place.
Among other things, an official says the U.S. is looking at putting sensors in space to more quickly see the missiles when they're launched. The strategy does not mandate any new testing and pushes only for studies. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
High-level talks aimed at finalizing a second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are planned for this week in Washington. U.S. officials said Thursday Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is expected to meet former North Korean spy chief Kim Jong-chol at a Washington hotel Friday. The meeting will likely be followed by a Kim visit to the White House where he could meet with Trump, according to two officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity. The debate over the Trump administration's decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria has reignited after four Americans died in a suicide attack that killed 19 people Wednesday. ISIS claimed responsibility. Syrian activists are reporting intense airstrikes Thursday on the last area held by the Islamic State group in the country's east, where the extremist control has been shrinking over past weeks. Rudy Giuliani, one of President Trump's lawyers, is acknowledging some officials with Trump's 2016 campaign may have colluded with Russia to help him win, but he says Trump himself did not. This is at odds with what Mr. Trump has tweeted at least 13 times that his successful campaign did not collude with Russia. Special counsel Robert Mueller has been investigating Trump campaign links for 20 months now. This is VOA News. President Trump says the Democratic Party has been hijacked by those opposed to his plan for a U.S.-Mexico border wall. Mr. Trump said Thursday the government remained shut down because congressional Democrats refused to approve border security. Democrats say they'll discuss it once the government reopens. Meantime, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Thursday she's received no response to her letter suggesting he postpone the State of the Union address while thousands of federal workers go unpaid.
I'm not denying the platform at all. We're saying let's get a date when government is open. Let's pay the employees. Maybe he thinks it's okay not to pay people who do work. I don't.
The shutdown is the longest ever, now in its 27th day, causing hardship for thousands of federal employees. Senator Rick Scott says he's co-sponsoring a bill for Congress to forego their paychecks at this time.
I don't believe you ought to get paid. If other people aren't getting paid, I mean, Coast Guard's not getting paid, or other federal workers are not getting paid, we're impacting our economy, why would congressmen and women and senators get paid?
Weekly figures on unemployment claims now show more federal workers than usual. Military reservists have been put on standby in Britain as the Brexit debacle heats up and the chance of Britain leaving the EU without a deal becomes a feasible reality. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
If the British government fails to secure a deal by March the 29th, British ports could become gridlocked, causing a mass disruption to the supply of goods because of the sudden need for custom checks and other measures. Armed Forces Minister Mark Lancaster says an order has been made allowing reservists to be called up for a year of permanent service as part of contingency planning for a no-deal EU exit scenario. Opposition politicians condemned the move. Labour lawmaker Ian Murray said it was staggering that soldiers are being put on standby because of the risk of a constitutional crisis of the government's own making. Karen Chamas, London.
Kenyan bomb disposal experts on Thursday searched for explosives left over from the extremist attack on a Nairobi luxury hotel and office complex. 21 people plus five attackers were killed Tuesday. American entrepreneur Jason Spindler was among the victims. The native Texan had worked as an investment banker and with the Peace Corps before starting his own company. The top U.S. and Chinese trade envoys will hold talks in Washington this month in a possible sign of progress toward ending a costly tariff battle over Beijing's technology ambitions. The Ministry of Commerce announced the event will be held at the end of the month. China's economy czar, Vice Premier Liu He, was invited by U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer. The head of the World Health Organization has ordered an internal investigation into allegations the UN Health Agency is rife with racism, sexism, and corruption after a series of anonymous emails were sent to top managers last year. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.